By a show of hands, because I'm curious, how many of you have ever seen a mustard seed? Oh, wow. Okay. Very impressive. Good. I'd never seen one before, and so I understood from the context that it was small, so I looked it up. And so I went into the kitchen to try to find, you know, like, what size would it be, you know, in the spice rack? And it's smaller than a peppercorn, but bigger than a grain of sea salt, you know, somewhere in between there. But pretty tiny, and grows into a tree about 20 feet tall. So looking at the seed, you'd really have no clue that it could become such a wonderful and big thing. But even from the context, even if you didn't know any of that, you'd understand that Jesus was trying to talk about something small that grew into something big. And I've always been confused by that, because I think he says, if you had faith this small, and I'm like, well, God, I do have faith that small. Like to even think it's maybe a hair bigger, right? And so what is Jesus actually saying to us? Because don't all of us, I mean, we're here today. We have small faith. And I've never gotten a mulberry tree to uproot and go plunge into the sea. So what's wrong with me? But perhaps the comparison is going even deeper than just the size. What else can we learn from this mustard seed? Well, number one, just as a mustard seed can seem small and insignificant at the time, so can our faith and the decisions that go with our faith. I think often we neglect the fact that faith is simply a decision, one decision at a time. The temptation is to think that our faith is this big thing throughout our whole lives that seems unmanageable. And, you know, I've got my history with me too, the faith that I grew up with, the example of my parents. And yet faith comes down, guys, to just one decision at a time. Faith is trusting God when somebody at work tells a dirty joke and you make the decision to not repeat it or laugh or engage. It's choosing to wait until marriage for intimacy. That is a decision of faith. It's choosing to put God first, especially on this day, His day, that's reserved for Him alone. This is an act of faith. It's tithing little when you have nothing. That's an act of faith. And it's not even a week's worth of decisions. It's one decision at a time that is an act of faith. We must also recognize that faith is a gift. Some people might say, well, I don't have much faith, Father. But perhaps faith is not something you have, but something you are given. Secondly, faith the size of a mustard seed has great potential. You would never know unless somebody told you, unless you'd heard this parable or seen a mustard seed grow into a tree. If you're holding that little yellow dot in your hand, you'd have no clue what it could become. I even went and I found in my little pepper grinder, there were some little yellow dots, and I pulled one out and held it in my hand. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Is it pepper? Pepper's always been black in my world, so I don't know what this is. Maybe it is a mustard seed. I mean, how much trust would it take to put that thing into the ground and then spend day after day nurturing it, hoping that it would become something useful to you? And yet, with faith, we know that even little things have big potential. This little seed growing into a tree 20 feet tall. Our faith can be this way. I think often we think of our faith, we especially think of it in a subjective way, as my faith's pretty small, I don't have much, God. But do you realize that everybody in this room has the same potential? Absolutely everybody in this room has the same potential, from the priest down to the infant in the pew. And that's the potential to become a saint. And we all have it equally. Some people say to me sometimes, Father, I'm not very religious. And I know what they mean when they say that, because some of us grow up in families where we've been given better examples of the practice of our faith than others, where we have a dad, for instance, who is strong, really strong in his faith. I heard a study recently that no matter boy or girl, sons and daughters will follow how their father practices the faith most of the time. So a daughter, she will follow her father's example of the faith. A son, he will follow the father's example of the faith, not the mother's. Yet who tends to be the faith leader in the families? I know in my family it was mom. People say, I'm not very religious. And I know what they mean, but at the same time, I kind of chuckle a little. Because isn't saying I'm not very religious like saying I'm not much of a believer? To be religious is not based on your background. It's not based on the faith you've been given. It's based on the faith you decide to give to God in each moment. And you must know that no matter what your background has been, no matter where you're at in your struggle with sin, you have the same potential as everybody else here. It was just announced that Pope John the 23rd and Pope John Paul II will be canonized saints here in April, the 27th, if I remember right. Did you realize that each one of you here have that same potential? And your faith right now might be the size of a mustard seed, but you can still grow into that big tree just like they did. Lastly, as I was reflecting upon this idea of a mustard seed, I remember as a kid, we had a vegetable garden in the backyard, and we weren't very good at it. Some of you are awesome at vegetable gardens. And I remember, you know, we'd till the soil, and then mom would have us poke our finger down in the soft soil to make a little indentation. And then she'd say, put a seed or two in. You know, I'd want to like dump the whole package because I didn't have a whole lot of confidence in our ability. And then we'd cover it up, and every day you had to go out there and water it. And after a few days, it got pretty darn annoying, you know. You're like, Mom, why am I not seeing anything coming out of the ground yet? Well, you got to have some patience, son. And then once it would finally sprout, you would see the changes, even day to day. Day to day, you would see changes in how many leaves it had, how much it's grown. And brothers and sisters, just as that mustard seed would continue to change day by day by day, so our faith must change day by day. Too many of us sitting in the pew today are too comfortable with the faith we have. We think, I have enough faith. And Jesus directly challenges that in the gospel today. The disciples say to him, increase our faith. And Jesus responds, if you had faith this small, They're saying increase the faith we have, and Jesus is basically responding by saying, don't assume you have much to begin with. And he's not trying to discourage them, but he is trying to get them to question what they truly have. Because remember, how many of them would run away when he went to the cross? All but one. All but one would run away. And they were his closest friends. They went out and worked miracles, and they would still run away. Just because you go to Mass once a week on Sunday, just because you haven't murdered anyone, doesn't make you faithful. A truly intimate and deep relationship with God does. How many of us here today, myself included, can say we actively and purposefully put Jesus Christ and his church as the single focal point of every day, of every relationship, and of everything we do? Because didn't he say that he wanted to be Lord of our lives Christ our King? Or is he just another thing we do? Faith, brothers and sisters, is a decision. One decision, an act of faith to trust God at a time in real, substantial, and everyday things. And the seemingly most insignificant things can be acts of faith. Faith is a gift from God. It is not predetermined by your upbringing or dependent on how, quote unquote, religious you are. Everyone here has the same potential to become a saint. Everyone here can go to heaven. No exceptions. And faith is something that must continually grow and develop. It must change over time. It can never grow stagnant. Do you have the faith of a mustard seed?